Today, we'll be Ezra should be learning Daf Kuf Gimel of Masechtas Yavamos. The topics we're learning about include: if the Yavam's foot has been amputated, can he still do Chalitza? The various shoes eligible for Chalitza. Sandal Hamuskar. A nega that is found on a shoe or any garment is initially shown to the Kohen and requires Hezker, isolation for 7 days. During the Yimei Hezker, the shoe is Tummy Muskar, considered Tummy through the isolation in certain ways. Sandal HaMuchlet. After the Yimei Hezker, the Kohen inspects the shoe. If he notices Simoni Tuma, signs of spreading, the shoe is Tamim Muchlet, definitely Tamim in all ways, and also requires Sreifa, it must be burnt. Kisusi Mechta Shoreha. A Sandal Muchlet does not have a Shir Chalitza, the required measurement of Chayfa Rev Ragloi. Since the Sandal Muchlet is Oimid L'Sreifa, destined for Sreifa, it is already considered crushed, and therefore has no shear. Misham she'avodas kechavim, items that were used to assist avodas zara are also bahana. They are not considered oimed l'sreifa because yesh lehem bittel. If a Gentile performs bittel, nullifying their usage for avodas zara, they will become mutter bahana. However, takroivas avodas kechavim, items that were offerings to avodas zara, are aser bahana and are considered oimed l'sreifa because ein lehem bittel. If a Gentile performs bittul, they will remain aser b'hanah.